Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show here on a Sunday afternoon. Happy Easter to everyone. Sign Guy QT, JB, and Randy Zeller's with you. And since we don't have any live shows to promote at this point, we're going to jump into things real quick with our guest. I'm very pleased to bring on Alaska's first female independent professional wrestler, Julie Winters. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you on. And since it's your first time here with us, we're going to start you with the traditional first-timer question. What led you to get into the business of pro wrestling?
Well, it's kind of a long and a short story at the same time. I didn't grow up watching pro wrestling or anything on TV, but I was in a band for a little while, and the front man of the band, he obsessively watched wrestling on TV, and so I kind of picked it up on that, and I would often, you know, watch wrestling, and then sorry about that. I was, after that band dissolved, I really had nowhere to perform anymore, and I just happened to go to a local wrestling show in my area, and I saw them wrestling, and basically I saw them, and I was like, well, I'm going to do that. And so I harassed them until they finally gave me a tryout, and after that, you know, everything else is pretty much history.
Now, in Alaska, it's sort of an isolated area up there. It's different than independent wrestling in the lower 48 because you have a set group of people there. So if someone gets hurt and can't make a match, or if someone has travel issues or whatever, you don't have 30 or 40 guys you could call and say, hey, can you fill this spot that we need? It's sort of a niche business up there with a limited amount of people to fill the roles. Do you think that isolation from all the other independent wrestling has helped you as performers grow because you have to know more of the business in order to fill more of the roles, or do you think that it's something that's kind of hindered your growth?
I think it's kind of a double-edged sword here. Yeah, we have a close, tight-knit community, and it can help you focus more on each individual thing and different facets of what you need to do. But on the other hand, then you don't get the experience of working with a lot of other people that people down in the States get to, and the travel opportunities are harder to come by, or you've just got to be a lot more focused and driven about it to be able to come up with those opportunities. But at the same time, it is consistent, and you do get to perform a lot more since there's limited resources. And also, there's probably a lot more control here as to what's going on because it is such a small community, whereas other places, I'm sure, there's less control over where you get to go with things and storylines and all of that kind of thing. So, but I do think that it does kind of hinder you if, you know, there's not as many options or as much potential to grow and expand without leaving the state, if you know what I mean. So, I mean, I feel like it's a good jumping off point. And I know that our trainer and our school here are really, really good. Like, they're really solid, and they're as good as or better than, you know, anybody in the lower 48 is. So we have a good foundation to start from and good training to base off of. So I think that really helps a lot.
Definitely that would. Now, speaking of the school up there in Alaska, you guys had started a training school, and a few years ago that original school caught on fire and burned down. How much of a setback was it for wrestling in Alaska when that fire happened?
Well, basically that kind of put everything to a screeching halt for at least a couple years until we were able to rebuild and regrow. There was a few guys who were able to keep shows going in the midst of that. I mean, it still took probably a year to be solid on that, but it took at least a couple of years to bounce all the way back from that. It was really rough. Everything was put on hold, and I mean, we tried to come back from it, but there wasn't a lot we could do immediately. But thankfully, now I feel like we have come completely around and recovered from it. And finally, the school is growing, and there are a lot of new trainees coming in, and I feel like it's really promising, and it's going to bring a lot more interest in. I feel like the future is brighter for pro wrestling in Alaska now. I mean, we have a few companies running now, whereas back then we kind of only had the one. So I think in a way, you know, it helped us progress a little, but it did take us a long time to get back from that.
Now, speaking of the training school, you guys have an excellent trainer, like you said, JT West. Great, great trainer. He's been around for a long time, knows what he's doing. And
yes.
School seems to be really operating at full steam ahead right now. What's it like having a proper wrestling training school there in Alaska? I know for a long time there was not really a place to get trained, and now you have something being ran by someone that has traveled and has wrestled a lot of bigger names and knows what he's doing.
It's amazing. You know, I love JT, and his school is amazing, and I attribute everything to him. He is a great teacher. He's a great trainer. And I've learned a lot from him over the years, and I think his technique is solid and great, and I think that everybody here is lucky to have someone of his caliber here up to train all of us, you know what I mean? Because we're all the way up in Alaska, and we're pretty cut off from most things, but we actually do have, like, an elite trainer up here to get us ready for if we can move on and go down to the States and promote ourselves and get bigger. I mean, it's definitely a totally legit starting off point and something that we can all use to become better and bigger in this profession.
Well, at this point, my co-host JB Moonshine is with us, and I'm sure he has questions. So, JB, take it away.
Okay. Well, I might have a couple. Let's see. One of them is up there in Alaska, how is, the female independent wrestling like? I mean, do you wrestle more females, or do you have to wrestle a lot of guys because there's not very many females wrestling?
So when I first started, Sign Guy said, I was the only one. So basically, if I was going to wrestle, I was obviously going to wrestle men. But I have no issues with that. I think intergender wrestling is important. I think that it's very valid. But also, I'm open to wrestling females too. I have nothing wrong with that. And in the past years, we've had a couple women come through. In Fairbanks, they had an all-women promotion for a little while, but that's since dissolved. But Sarah States was the founder of that, and she is still wrestling. And so, I've gotten the opportunity to wrestle with her. And also we have a new trainee that's also a female, and I'm sure we'll get the opportunity to have a match in the future as well. But, I mean, it's growing, and I'm sure there'll be more female interest as the school keeps going and gains momentum. But, yeah, early in my career, I exclusively wrestled men, and I never had an issue with that,
you,
obviously. What was that?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Julie.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't hear what he said. But yeah, I think that, it's just all of what you're available to, and up here it just wasn't available to wrestle more women, but it is more available now. So we have those options.
And how long have you been working?
I've been working off and on for probably about 5-ish years.
I've watched a couple of your matches and stuff, and I was curious of, when people turn up with their gimmicks and their stuff, they're always, off of something. What did you use to come up with your gimmick?
So, it was mostly just how I feel, kind of, as a person and the things that I believe in. It's also comes from Julie Winters. I don't know if anybody remembers this, was from the comic book called The Max. It was also a show on MTV a long time ago. And I'm a huge fan of comics, and I just thought she was, completely amazing, and she was like a warrior queen, and so it's something that I kind of modeled myself off of. And I am kind of a direct descendant of, I guess you would call it, royalty here in Alaska. Just like basically my ancestors were the leaders of their clans. I'm Alaska Native, and my great-great-grandfather was the chief of our tribe, so kind of in here. started that kind of, I don't know what to call it. I'm sorry, what was that? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
If you had a chance to wrestle anybody, what would your dream match be? Like, and before your career was out, who would you would like to get to work?
Anybody all? Oh man, that's really hard. For women, I really admire Kairi Sane. And let's see, I liked Sasha Banks when I first started watching wrestling, and I don't know a lot of the more old school ladies, but you know, I just let me think. I like people who are like skilled. I mean, I think it would be amazing to wrestle somebody like Bailey or anybody like that. I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about that subject, so I don't have a good answer at all.
I don't know, Stein. I think I might, you know, I'm running out of questions right now.
Okay. Well, Randy Zellers, I'm sure you have some questions, so you want to take things away?
Yes, indeed. Hey, what's up, Julie? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, it's good, man. How is the lands of the Burry Land? Which I call that Alaska, too.
The same thing everybody is.
Hey, that's cool, you know, doing that quarantine, but nice sun out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mother Nature sure is teasing us with this one. I do got a few questions for you. And you were saying that you was in a band. What was your position there as the band member?
Well, I played guitar and I sang.
Oh, nice, nice. That's what I'm talking about. And what happened to your band? Did your band just all of a sudden just break up or didn't want to do it anymore?
The lead singer, well, we were both lead singers. I'd sing songs, he'd sing songs, and sometimes we'd sing together. But he ended up moving down to the States. So, I mean, it just kind of naturally dissolved. I mean, I think he might still be doing some music stuff, but not in like a full-on band anymore. But as I was saying, yeah, he was pretty much the inspiration for me to start wrestling.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, that's really solid. Yeah, and you said that, I mean, that you wrestled a lot of dudes and stuff like that. Well, here's one of the questions that I like to ask. Did you ever have any encounters or share a locker room with or share the ring with where that wrestler's hygiene wasn't up to par? This is a yes or no, and you don't have to drop any names.
I guess kind of, but nothing that's really bothered me.
Okay, well, that's good. That's really good. And here's another. Yeah, I know that you've been to certain places and all that other good jazz. Is there anyone in the wrestling promotions, if you were just going to make your debut, name the promotion and name the wrestler who you would like to have a match with.
Okay, if we're talking about, oh gosh, that's really hard. That's kind of like what JB asked me.
Like if you want to come down to BCW or Northwest Pro or CPW, you know, those kind of places.
I'm not sure. I'd have to do more research into that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that is no problem. That is no problem. I gotcha. What do you like to, for Alaska and everything, what do you like to eat?
Well, I eat pretty much everything. I love food, but I love Japanese food and sushi.
Sushi.
It's
nice.
Another one of my favorite foods.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and if you would tell if an outsider from Alaska was to ask you, hey, point me to a good restaurant where I can go ahead and get my belly all full, what would you recommend that person to go in your neck of the woods?
Let me see. I would probably recommend for them to go to, we have a place called Vrani too that's really good, or a place called Kava's, and they're kind of like a Hawaiian-ish restaurant.
Ooh.
And they're really good. They do breakfast things too, so they have a good variety of foods there. They're kind of like a diner, so that's a good place to go.
That's what's up. Yeah, like with me, I was a big, when last time I went to Alaska, I was a big fan of Weeby's. Do they still have that?
Oh, yeah, Weeby's is still up and running.
Oh, good stuff. Really good. Yeah, I remember I was in there. I was there in 96. I took a couple Weeby's burgers home. Oh, yeah, Weeby's burgers home with me back to Washington because my sister lived up there, and she actually ran the Lady Foot Locker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep. And let's see here. Okay, and I know fans would like to know this, but what is your favorite kind of movie? Like horror movies, action, a little bit of a chick flick every now and again.
I like action movies, and I like kind of independent movies or anime or. I'm kind of into just a lot of genres. I like horror movies, but I'm not like, I don't watch them all the time. And comedy.
Oh, okay.
I love comedy.
Yeah, who's your favorite comedian?
I like Bill Burr a lot.
Oh, okay. That's a good choice.
And, you know, Dave Chappelle is also really funny. I like him. And Daniel Tosh was pretty funny.
Yes.
Jim Jeffries is also good. I like him.
Yes. All right. Well, I can, let's see here. I know that you didn't really grow up watching wrestling. Did you ever watch MMA at one point?
No, I've never really watched MMA at all, actually.
All right. Well, last question here before I skate off of here. Did you have an athletic background?
Yeah, I grew up playing soccer and I've done that pretty much my whole life. I mean, I've dabbled in other sports and stuff. I currently play hockey and soccer, and I've played volleyball and, you know, basketball and other things like that. But mostly it has been soccer that I grew up on.
Mostly soccer. Yep. That's the only sport that you stuck to. And, oh, that's cool. What position in soccer did you play?
Well, growing up, I played a defender, but right now I play striker.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good. I appreciate you being on the show here and all that other stuff, talking with all of us. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it on over to QT, see if QT has some questions for you.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Randy. Hello, Julie.
Hi.
Julie, I know that your exposure on TV to maybe 20 years ago is kind of limited, but were you a big fan of Angelina Love and Velvet Sky as you were growing up?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I myself have an autographed Angelina Love wrestling card that she has autographed. Are you yourself a big fan of wrestling memorabilia? And do you have any autographed cards of female wrestlers?
No, I can't say that I do.
Oh, okay, no autographs. Okay. Well, Julie, in the Northwest, wrestlers are not immune to their share of wrestling injuries. We had a rather unfortunate incident where a wrestler named Sir Latte received a shot to the head by a steel chair, and he had to receive many stitches. And unfortunately, this was his last match when he received that chair shot. My question is, have you, in your career, seen any wrestlers receive an injury so bad that it proved to be his or her last match?
No, I haven't seen any injury like that. We haven't had that many shows, actually. But I did have my ankle broken in training once, and that put me out for quite a while, actually, a couple months to... I had to have surgery, and then it had to be in a cast, and then after that it was a long road to recovery from there. But I haven't seen anybody's career ended by any kind of injury, no.
Wow, well, Sign Guy himself had his ankle broken, and I believe he had to have a plate put in his foot. Yes, Sign Guy himself. Yes.
Yeah. I had that happen.
Now, speaking of foot injuries, have you ever worked with a manager in the mode of Red Foreman of the 70s show? Because he was always fond of saying, I'm going to put my foot up your ass. Have you ever had a manager of your temperament?
No, not at all. Can't say that I have. I've actually never had a manager, so there you go.
Oh, well, okay. Is manager a position that you would like to fulfill one day, manager?
No, I don't. I don't foresee that really. So, but who knows? That like you in a lot of places.
Oh, okay. Well, would you say that you have a temperament of a sensational Sherry, one of the better valet managers in the business? Would people say you're a sensational Sherry?
I don't think they would say that. I think they'd say that I was a Julie Winters, though. I do think they would say that. I have that kind of personality.
Okay, more along the lines of a lovely Elizabeth that managed Randy Savage?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
If we were comparing anybody, it would probably be Luna, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Very solid. All right. Now, speaking of that wrestler, Northwest wrestler, Sir Latte, that received that chair shot that ended his career, and speaking of lattes, are venti lattes a drink that you enjoy on road trips to your next match? Venti lattes.
No, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Randy Zellers asked you earlier about who your favorite actors were. Chris Farley, the actor, was known to have a few pounds upon his frame, yet he was a good dancer and light on his feet. One could see this on his Saturday Night Live Chippendales dance skit with Patrick Swayze and his She's a Maniac dance moves in Tommy Boy as he is getting hosed off at the gas station. I'm not sure how agile David Spade and Adam Sandler are, but of these three actors, if we could have Chris Farley back in the, right now, who would you most like to have as a tag team partner if the occasion should arise?
Chris Farley. Oh, yeah, definitely I'd take Chris Farley, for sure. For sure, I think he'd light the scene on fire. Doesn't matter what he did, and he does seem pretty agile, so I think he'd be a good partner.
Wow, all right. You picked him over David Spade and Adam Sandler. Okay.
Oh, totally.
I could see them. He was agile, and, you know, he played football in high school.
I think I did read that somewhere a long time ago, but that, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay. I believe that Randy Zellers would go with David Spade. That's just a hunch. Yes. And I believe our earlier co-host, J.B. Moonshine, would go with Adam Sandler. Yes, that's just a hunch. J.B. Moonshine would pick Adam. Okay. All right. Well, Julie, were you recently challenged to a push-up contest by wrestling manager T. Jones?
I was challenged by a couple people.
Okay. Now, have any of them completed their share of the push-up contest? Can you name
oh, yeah.
any? Oh, okay.
YT totally mm-hmm. did. He completed his share plus more. And, our trainee did as well. And so did Jerry Bishop. He also did it.
Oh, okay. All right. When is your turn going to come up?
I'm not sure at all.
Are you going to wear a special costume when you do your share of the said push-ups?
I haven't really put that much thought into it, really. I don't know. I just thought that maybe, you know, I'd be a little more relaxed about it. I don't know. Maybe some workout gear. Who knows? Who knows?
When you do these push-ups, will it be on YouTube?
I don't know. I've never really uploaded anything to YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's really bad of me to say. I'm not very good at the whole social media thing.
Okay. All right. Well, Julie, you spoke earlier of being in a band. Were you a big fan of the Honky Tonk Man?
I think he's pretty great.
If you could travel back in time and have the Honky Tonk Man try out for the band you were in, could he have made it with his guitar skills?
Probably not.
Oh, no,
he could probably hit us over the head with it, and that would be pretty entertaining.
Okay. I myself was blown away by the Honky Tonk Man guitar skills. Something tells me you weren't so much impressed.
Oh, I'm sure he's very skilled, but I'm not sure that it would be an exact fit, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, now, Julie, are you aware that the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, was in a band in the 60s called the Gentrys, and they had a multi-million dollar selling hit called Keep on Dancing?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Julie, J.B. Moonshine told me to give you a homework assignment. Are you ready to receive your homework assignment?
Sure.
Okay. You are to look up the YouTube video, The Gentrys, with Jimmy Hart in the movie It's a Bikini World. It's a Bikini World with Jimmy Hart. Will you accept this assignment? That's one question.
Yeah, sure. I don't see why not. Yeah, I'm totally.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay. All right. Now, Julie, as you know from being in a band, you have probably watched the movie Spinal Tap. Is this a fact?
Yeah.
Well, when you were in a band, when you were in your band, did you have any Spinal Tap moments? Like when you almost tripped over a miniature Stonehenge, or maybe you got lost on your way to the stage?
I can't say that I tripped on a mini Stonehenge or got lost on the way to the stage, but I've definitely been a part of a couple of Crab Shack, all-you-can-eat crab eat-outs there, so... That might be something. Who knows?
Okay. Dining on the road with a band. Okay. At any time, have you yourself ever thought of creating a miniature Stonehenge and using it as a foreign object on Y period T period Jones?
Using a what as a foreign object? Sorry.
A miniature Stonehenge. Yes.
I think
as
that
a
would
foreign
be
object. Oh, okay.
But
all right.
I'm not sure that I could acquire one.
Well, all you'd have to do is get a bunch of coat hangers for the frame. And over this frame of coat hangers, just per mache in like a liquid substance, a putty liquid substance, and bam, you have your Stonehenge.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of expertise in this. Maybe you should start producing mini Stonehenges.
Well, it would be my fondest wish to hit Alaskan manager Y period T period Jones with a miniature Stonehenge. You can go on record as me saying that. Yes.
Sounds like a goal that you might have to work on achieving there.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Well, Julie, in your opinion, who was the better singer? Grace Slick of the Jefferson Airplane, Rob Halford of Judas Priest, or Chris Jericho of Fozzy?
No, I have no idea on that. I'd probably go Chris Jericho. Go Chris Jericho for that.
Okay, Chris Jericho. Okay. Were you a big fan of Rob Halford's Breaking the Law?
I wouldn't call myself a big fan. I know what it is, and I love Beavis and Butthead, so that always amuses me whenever I see them chanting Breaking the Law, yeah.
Okay. Now, speaking of Beavis and Butthead, who is the Alaskan wrestler that most personifies the actions and mannerisms of Butthead? Who would you say?
I have to think about that for a second.
Thank you.
have to say probably one of our newer guys that's coming up in the ranks, and he was supposed to have a showcase, but that got canceled, and he's one of our trainees, and we call him Skids. I'm not sure what ring name he was going under.
Wow, okay. Are there any female wrestlers that you have wrestled in your career that typify or have the mannerisms of Beavis? Any female wrestlers?
Any female wrestlers at all?
Yes. That have Beavis mannerisms. I realize it's a loaded question. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think that'd be a good gimmick to adopt, though. That'd be pretty entertaining to watch.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Julie, I do wish you luck with your homework assignment to look up the Gentrys with Jimmy Hart in It's a Bikini World, and I wish you luck if you choose to construct a miniature Stonehenge to use as a foreign object. And at this time, I'm going to give it back over to Sun Guy. Back to you, Sun Guy.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your questions.
Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, Julie, one of the things that wrestlers receive, especially when they are newer to the business, is advice from the veterans that have been around for a while. I know the Alaska scene's a little bit different than what a lot of us have, but I'm sure you've received some advice from people when you were just starting out. What would you say is some of the best advice that you received?
I guess some of the best advice that I received would be to not take things personally, to teachable, to take criticisms and to make yourself better, to grow as a wrestler and as a person, and to just keep going and keep your determination and to be dedicated first and foremost, and to make sure that everybody is safe and that you can be the best that you can be. To just take, you know, what's in your heart and to convey that to everybody else as much as you can, because that's what really permeates as a wrestler, is the connections that you make personally with, and that's what they're going to remember. They're never going to remember your tricks or your springing off of stuff, or, I mean, like in extreme cases, yes, but mostly they'll remember the personal connections or the way that you make them feel or the inspiration that you can give people. And I think that was really good advice to remember.
That does sound like pretty solid advice. I know that you have wrestled in a few different locations in Alaska, which means you've had to travel across the state, and Alaska is a very big state. For some of the younger wrestlers out there that are just now hitting the road, what are some of the travel tips that you have learned that might be of use to wrestlers just starting to go out on the road?
Some travel tips is just, I guess, be adaptable and try to be prepared for every situation that you can encounter. I know a lot of times I've come across where I was prepared and I was able to help out my fellow travelers with a few things, since they weren't they didn't have everything that they needed, and it just feels good to be able to help everybody else out and assist in what people need and just not be caught unaware.
Obviously, in Alaska, there's going to be unique situations there. The weather, I'm sure, can play havoc during certain parts of the year. It's going to be a little bit harder getting from one spot to the next spot. I understand that if a moose comes into a building, the match has to stop immediately, which doesn't come into play in a lot of places. What do you think people within Alaska have to contend with that most places take for granted? What would you say are some of the couple of really big issues that you guys do on the regular that you wouldn't necessarily see anywhere?
I guess it's just like the distances that we have to travel and adapting the situations to where there's probably not everything that you need there. So we have to be pretty self-contained anywhere we go, which I'm sure is pretty true for anybody. But, of course, there's the weather. We don't have summer for a lot of the year, and so outside shows are pretty questionable at best. Let's see, and the amount of venues is pretty limited, so I think those are a few things that are challenging. But one of the things that's really good for us is that the novelty of Alaska is pretty high, so a lot of people do want to come up here and experience it and say that they've wrestled in Alaska, so we have that advantage going for us.
Most definitely, that is accurate from everything I've ever heard. One of the things that we have down here that it's a staple for wrestling is the steel cage match. We've had steel cage matches on independent shows for years and years. Some shows even have all steel cage matches as a gimmick every year or so. Have you ever had a steel cage match at this point?
No, not at all. I haven't wrestled outside of Alaska yet, so we don't have a steel cage here, so I haven't had that opportunity.
Hopefully someone in Alaska is a welder and can remedy that at some point.
Yeah, maybe so.
One of the other things that independent shows has, and it comes from the TV shows, the national companies, and that is the talk show segment. A lot of shows will have a wrestler or a manager or whatever personality come out and interview someone else from the show, and will fill time that way. Have you ever been on a show there in Alaska where they've had the talk show segments?
No, I've never been part of a talk show segment. I know that we've had a few, though.
Now, how well do you think you would do on a talk show segment if you have someone like a TJ Rocks or a T. Jones bringing you out to do their talk show?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I would perform pretty well in a talk show in that kind of situation.
Now, someone that is a part of the Alaska scene and has been for quite a while that is still trying to learn and grow is TJ Rocks. She's been part of most of the promotions there in Alaska over the last few years in various roles. She had in-ring matches there at Flo, when Flo was still going as well. What do you think of the progress from what you've seen of TJ Rocks over the last few years?
Well, I think she's made tremendous progress, and she's pretty – she's essential to the business up here, and she does a lot of work around – you know, around the wrestlers and behind the scenes. And, you know, I really appreciate her contributions to everything that she does for all the wrestlers here. And, you know, she's been making good, steady progress.
Agreed. Now, just in the last month or so, the NWA released its Circle Square program, and on one of those, Freya the Slayer made her debut for the NWA. She was, of course, the first Alaskan wrestler to be presented on the NWA, at least in the Billy Corgan era. I'm sure that has opened the door and caused the NWA to at least know of the existence of the wrestling up there in Alaska. How exciting is it for the Alaskan wrestling scene having that exposure from anyone at all on the NWA's broadcast and now knowing that it's possible to get to that point?
Oh, I think it's pretty exciting. And, you know, I'm thrilled for Freya for being able to be presented that opportunity, and it's a huge thing, you know, it's a huge deal, and we're all like really proud of her for going down there and representing Alaska, and we think that she did a great job, and like she is a very focused and driven person, and you know, we couldn't have asked for a better person to open up those doors for us. I mean, it was like extremely good representation, and it just opens the doors for the rest of us if we want to look at those opportunities to be able to go down there and aspire to the same kind of things. And I think she'll go far, maybe because she's a smart person and she promotes herself well, and she's a, you know, good wrestler, and she's got solid gimmicks. So I think it was nothing but good for everybody up here, too.
Now, if you were to form a full-time tag team with Freya the Slayer, what do you think the team name would have to be?
Let's see. I don't know, maybe something like Slayers or something like that.
One of the things that a lot of wrestlers are doing in the current events we're in right now, where there's not any live shows coming up and there's not much going on at the moment, is getting new gear made in order to have sort of a new look once things get rolling again and we can go out in front of the crowds. Gear is something that is very important to most of the people within the business. Who would you say is your go-to gear maker for when you need new gear made?
I haven't gotten new gear in a very long time, and I need to. I went to eLucha for my last year, and I was really, really happy with the top that they made me. They're really good at customs, but as far, like, I don't think we have anybody locally, and that's an issue, but I know that Freya makes her own gear, and that is, like, completely awesome, and I think that, you know, that's great, and I've heard of a few people around here that, seamstresses that can make gear, in Wasilla, but I don't really have a go-to gear person, per se, but I am looking into getting some new gear for myself as well. But there's a lot going on, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to manage that on top of everything else. But I don't really know a lot of people around here that do it.
If you're looking for the best in the world, Congo Kong is the correct answer. Congo Kong for your gear making needs.
All right. That's awesome. I'll remember that.
We are down to the last few minutes of the show, and I want to make sure you have ample time. If there's anything you would like to say in closing today, plug and promote anything and everything you got, merchandise, social medias, anything at all, floor is yours.
You can find me on Facebook, just Julie Winters. Look up Julie Winters. And on YouTube, if you look up Julie Winters, you'll be able to see a lot of my matches and the Julie Winters versus J2 West is a good one to look at. We don't have anything going on up here right now, but, you know, we'd sure appreciate a look at there. And look out for me in the future and future matches up here. And who knows, maybe I can travel down there after all this crazy COVID-19 is over. So, look me up on Facebook. You'll be able to find me there.
Well, Julia, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. I appreciate you taking time out of your Easter to be with us. And hopefully we'll get to do this again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, guys. I hope you guys have a happy Easter.
Hey, same to you too, now.
You too.
All right. Well, fans, definitely check out Julie Winters on the social medias, on the YouTube. If you're going to be in Alaska when shows start popping up again, make sure you buy a ticket, go watch her. She's very, very good at what she does. So we want to wish everyone a happy Easter. We'll be back with you next week, next Friday on the show. We have Paul Freakshine. JB, I believe you're acquainted with him.
Yeah, definitely I am.
Indeed. And then 1 week from today, we have Caleb Rex back on the program. JB, I believe you're acquainted with him as well.
Yeah. I owe him a real big one after that leg injury. I owe him.
Absolutely. And we want to send our get well wishes to JB's cousin, Casey Carlisle. She has suffered a eye injury. She is on the road to recovery, doing well, but hopefully she will show that soon. JB, you got to keep care of your cousin's eyes. We don't want those eyes getting damaged.
Yeah, I know.
All right. All right. JB, you got anything you want to plug or say?
Check me out on Facebook. My match is on YouTube. BCW's on YouTube. And hopefully as soon as all this whole crap is over and the COVID is the same, find me live.
All right, Randy Zellers, anything you need to say, plug, or promote?
Well, pretty much we all are going through this Steve Corino virus. I would just like to say, y'all have yourselves a happy Easter. And I know the Gem Wars is coming up for Northwest Pro on the 18th, and I'll be taking on Chris Marks, you know. And I got some history with that dude.
That you do. I've been present for some of that.
Fans,
definitely stay tuned. We'll be back with you next week. Stay safe out there, and keep checking on the YouTubes and all the streaming services to get your wrestling needs. There's a lot of new content coming out from various promotions to keep you entertained as best they can. And we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just before.